All right, welcome back to the show. Welcome back to Flagstaff, Arizona, the site of the NFC Champ Camp here on Sports 620 KTAR, the Arizona Cardinals camping, getting ready for the upcoming NFL season, our first day up here, and we're excited to be on the scene, and always kind of a tradition. Ever since his rookie year, we've all sat down with our next guest and talked about football, movies, life, whatever's going on. He's Antrell Roll, safety for your Arizona Cardinals, and he joins us here on Sports 620 KTAR. What's up, man?
What's going on, buddy?
How you doing, all right?
Yeah, I'm hanging in there.
Camp a couple days old. This is the good time, right? See, we like to come, to be honest with you, in the first few days to hang with you guys, because, like, in 3 weeks, you're all going to be grumpy, and you don't want to be here anymore. You know, so this is the good time to come and hang with the Cardinals.
Absolutely, yeah. You caught us at the right time.
You guys seem in good spirits. Everyone's ready to be here. 2 weeks, it might be a different story, though, right?
The end of this week will be a good
okay.
Story.
All right.
What's it like first? You get here, you see the crowds. I mean, there are so many people here. I mean, you could probably take the last 7 years combined at camp and take the crowd this year, and you've got more this year. I mean, you've had to notice that difference, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, there's barely any places to sit. You know, they had to add bleachers. I mean, it's crazy. But, you know, those are things that you expect after coming off the season that we've had.
You guys had a lot of success, and I thought, you know, really, I thought the defense picked it up, especially come playoff time. The way you guys played against Atlanta, shutting down Turner, the way you played against Carolina, you had an interception in that game. I think you guys forced 6 turnovers. I mean, you had to feel good as a defensive unit. The way you ended the season. Now, I know the last play, and we'll talk about that, but you guys really excelled in those 3 playoff games going into the Super Bowl.
Absolutely. You know, I think, we all bought into the same system. You know, it was either win or go home. And, you know, we've been a part of a losing program here for way too long. And, you know, that was our first chance of the opportunity to play in the postseason. So, you know, I mean, everyone, like I say, you know, just bought into the same program. Everyone was on the same page. And, you know, we were just clicking, you know, beat by beat.
You know, the thing I think that really stood out, I mean, you took on some of the, you know, better rushers in the NFC in those first two playoff games. You know, the tandem in Carolina and then Turner out there in Atlanta and shut them down. I mean, that was unbelievable with the numbers that they didn't put up against you guys. And that had been an Achilles heel at times, even over the last couple of years, was stopping the run for this defense. But, you know, like you said, you put your mind together, and I guess things can happen.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I couldn't be more, happy with the guys and their performance of stopping the run the way they did. You know, they made our jobs a lot easier back there in the secondary.
Clancy Pendergast is out. He, you know, did some very nice things. I think a lot of you had, you know, good relationship with him at times over the years. Has it been a big transition with the new defensive coordinator, Bill, or are things very similar to where they've been?
You know, things are similar. You know, there's a few different schemes. You know, right now our schemes are pretty much based on to put, you know, the right players in the right place at the right time. You know, it's pretty much due to suit the players, you know, their athletic ability and where their best possibility, you know, make the better plays.
Lose Antonio Smith, you lose LeBoy, Rod Hood, just part of being in the NFL, right? Rosters change all the time.
Yeah, you know, that's part of the NFL. You know, it's hard because, you know, you grow with those guys. You know, you sweat blood, tears with those guys. But, you know, it's part of a system. And, you know, my hat goes off to them. You know, they made their money. I'm pretty sure, you know, they're happy where they are. You know, and things like that's going to happen.
What you do? Let's talk off season. What you do? You do anything fun this off season?
You know, I went to No, I didn't do anything this offseason.
You did nothing?
No
vacations? No.
Yeah, I went like mini vacations, but you know, nothing really like my years back. You know, I went to Brazil and, you know, things like that. But I pretty much stayed local. You know, I was in chill mode this whole offseason. It was a long season.
Just kind of rested?
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you go back to the U at all?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's why I work out in offseason. I always work out there.
Now, what's it
you
like?
You guys all work out there, right? They all come back. You guys are, it's like the that brotherhood right there.
It's a lot of us. It's, it's about maybe 25, 30 of us.
Yeah, and it's all different ages, right? Guys have been in the league 10 years. Guys are rookies, right?
Yeah.
Guys treat you a lot different when you went to the Super Bowl compared to when you're on a team that wins 5 football games, right?
Absolutely. You know, there wasn't a place I could walk around town and, you know, I would have thought, you know, that I won the Super Bowl, you know. But, you know, it was a great game. You know, it was a great effort on both teams. And, you know, we came up a little short. So, you know, that's why we're here right now in 2009.
We are visiting with Antrell Roll of the Arizona Cardinals here on Sports 620 KTAR NFC Champ Camp. Our first day up here at camp as we get you ready for the upcoming football season. you know, you have a tendency, you've always had this playmaking ability, and it's part of, you start as a corner, you know, now it's safety, but you get your ball, your hands on the ball, and you make things happen. You take it to the house, you score touchdowns, and that's one thing that I think separates you from a lot of the other safeties. There's safeties that can make plays, safeties that make hits. There's not a lot of safeties that are taking the ball back and scoring, you know, 3, 4, 5 touchdowns in a season. You've always had the ability to do that, and you do it very well.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I was always an offense player growing up. You know, I didn't switch over to defense until, you know, my sophomore year in high school. And, you know, I've always been a punt returner even throughout high school, even throughout college. So, you know, once I get the ball in my hand, you know, I feel very, very comfortable with the ball.
All right, let's do it. Movies you brought up, what are you watching?
right now. Well, the latest movie I've seen, you know, I told you was Proposal.
Proposal?
Yeah, I mean,
that seemed
it was
a little chick flickish.
It was a
Dude,
little chick flickish.
He likes
but,
the chick flicks. Yeah. He liked The Notebook.
He likes chick flicks.
Okay. Well, I mean, there are good chick flicks out there. That one seemed a little much for me.
Is Dirty Dancing a chick flick?
Yeah.
What about Grease?
No. Yeah, no. Grease is not a chick flick.
It's a macho man.
Grease was a cool ass movie.
The T-Birds
right.
Macho.
Man, I can live with Dirty Dancing was a girl movie.
Yeah.
Well, what was manly about it?
Besides the end,
when he holds her up with the one hand. Other than that, it was kind of, I don't know. No, it was.
Were there some fights in that movie?
Now let me say this: I watched and enjoyed both those movies. So
I did too.
But there's categories here, Antrell, and there's chick flick, there's dude flicks, right? There's guy flicks that girls don't want to see.
You see The Hangover?
Yeah, we talked about that last time. How funny was that?
That
have you seen it multiple times or just the once?
No, I've seen it twice.
Yeah. You have to, because I think you get the lines more. The second time you see it, you're like, because the first time I saw it, the theater was packed.
Right.
So everyone's laughing. Mm-hmm. And you don't hear half the things that they say. Now you've seen it twice.
I saw it twice just to go back to see the ending credits.
Yeah, that's the best part. I still don't know if it was real, but I don't care. It was absolutely crazy. It was
saw Watchmen, not that good. Saw Star Trek, not that good.
Wasn't crazy about either
one. Yeah, wasn't crazy about either one. You watched those two?
I think the movie of 2008 had to be Taken.
That was good.
Oh, that was great.
Did you see Shoot 'Em Up?
I saw Shoot 'Em Up.
I like that.
Did you like that? That was a little
Taken
was
hand
good.
Down. The good luck. You know, it just.
And a Clint Eastwood movie. What was that called?
Gran Torino.
Gran Torino.
Yeah, that was phenomenal.
Gran Torino was good.
It was good.
What's the next movie you're going to watch? I'm sure you brought a bunch here.
Probably The Orphan.
Okay. I saw that this weekend.
I heard great previews from it.
It was scary. It was a little scary.
Yeah.
It was a little scary.
I'm not lying. Scary movie.
The Orphan?
Yeah.
No, it's freaking scary. That kid's psycho.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You'll never adopt a kid in your life if you see that movie.
It's not a chick flick. Yeah, that's the one where she's adopted, right?
Yeah.
She's all weird.
She's all weird and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to watch that. It's pretty good.
Orphan? Well, on our movie day, that's what I'm going to go see. Orphan.
Okay. Movie day, see Orphan.
Movie day, Orphan.
When's movie day?
I have no clue. It need to be today.
All right. Sounds
Let's,
good.
Let me end with this. You're kind of looking at this year as your final year with the Cardinals. You think you want to stay here long term. I know because of your cap number for next year. I know you're smiling at me. The cap number for next year, you know it may not work out with you coming back under that number. What are you looking at this year?
You know, I'm just taking this year, you know, as it is. I'm going to go out there and put on the show and just, you know, play the best of my abilities.
Do you love it here?
Yeah, I love it. I love it here.
You don't want to go anywhere else, do you?
I mean, honestly, I wouldn't rather go anywhere else. But, you know, I mean, it's like you said, it's part of the system. It's part of the NFL system, you know, whether they want to keep me or not and make that upgrade, then, I mean, so be it. You know, I'll be more than happy.
It's a lot easier now. You got here, this team was bad. Right?
Absolutely.
And you've seen the progression.
Yep.
Now, I would imagine guys don't want to leave right now. Now is the fruits of the labor. I mean, you were here when it sucked.
You know, we put our hard work in. We put a lot of work in. And, you know, it's just, you know, it's exactly what you say. You know, I would hate to walk away from a program that is, you know, at the caliber it's at right now. And I know it's only going to get better.
You feel that if you go out and you have a typical good intro role type of season that – they'll want you back. You'll figure out a way to work out that contract.
I think I'll find a way for them to keep me here. I think it's within my grasp. You know, I'm going to definitely go out there, and this is my second year of safety, and I feel more than comfortable back there now. And you know, there shouldn't be any reasons why, you know, I can't, you know, even excel better than, you know, what I have been doing.
Any individual goals? 3-4 to the house. Any pick number do you put? Did you do that or not?
My goal is every time I touch the ball, I take it to the house.
Okay.
You know,
I can tell.
You know, that's something that I take a lot of pride in. And, you know, I'm just trying to go out there and be the best, you know, overall safety in the game. You know, I just, as my second year, you know, I think that it's very capable. I think it's within my reach. And, you know, I'm just going to go out there and give it a shot.
All right. Now, did you get one of these Segways? Do you have one of those?
Yeah, I have a Segway.
Okay. Does your name on it?
No, I didn't get mine customized. I'm just renting mine.
You just rented it?
Yeah, I'm renting.
Because I saw Dockett, Fitz, A-Dub, right? And they had their names on them. Kurt, yeah.
And Kurt, yep.
So, you going to let us try them or what?
Hey, you want to, but
I want to try. We'll videotape it.
We'll put it
on our website.
We've got to sign a waiver, though.
I'll sign a waiver.
Okay.
If I get hurt, I can't sue you for anything.
I don't want to try.
Absolutely.
You let me try the Segway.
Absolutely.
All right, you bring the Segway up. We'll videotape. We'll put it on our website. Me driving your Segway.
I have a Segway here.
You have it here?
I have it here.
Let's do it. All right.
All right, Antrell, it's always a pleasure, man. We appreciate you coming by and saying hello. We wish you the best of luck this year, the best of camp, and we'll talk soon. Right,
all right, cool. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Antrell Roll of the Arizona Cardinals. Watch Larry Fitzgerald and friends try to serve 166 steaks in one night. Click events at thenewsports.ktar.com for details on Larry Fitzgerald and friends, Morton Celebrity Waiter Night on Monday, August 24th, and learn how you can score some free Larry Fitzgerald autographed merchandise. It's Gamble & Ash, Sports 620, KTAR.